Welcome, 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 everybody, to episode 140 of the Dumb Marks Podcast. It's your boys, the Brunch Bunch, on Saturday. Look like we're missing a couple people today, don't it?
They took the day off, man.
Yeah, they took the day off. So you got the bros here. You know, as you can see, our counterparts today, they took that holiday weekend vacation. So happy Juneteenth to those two. You know, we put in the work. Yeah, we put in the work. They get the weekend off. So
since they're not here, can we say it?
Can we say it?
Can we say it?
I think we can say that word today.
Okay, we'll use it today. We'll use it.
We'll use it today. So it was legit and all that stuff. So welcome everybody to the show. How's your weekend going so far, Jason?
This is going to be weird because you already know my weekend.
And guess what? You know my weekend.
You had the same weekend. Other than work, we've done nothing, man.
That's it.
Nothing but trying to get back into gaming.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know we talk about wrestling and anything else on the intro and that stuff. But, you know, we might switch it up a bit. Big anime weekend, I know, for people like me. Black Clover came out yesterday and movie-wise on Netflix. And tomorrow's season 3 finale of Demon Slayer that everybody is talking about. So that's what I will be doing for the rest of the day is been watching the whole series again for that.
I'll probably jump into some gaming and then Sonata versus...
That's a good one, Taquan. We'll give you that.
How did I star this comment in the chat? That's ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah, I've been gaming too. For some reason, I popped Resident Evil 6 back in. I know that's a very controversial one, but I've been playing it. I love it. Having fun with it.
Trying to get back on it with you, but my controls are in storage, so I'll probably buy one and return it. After I turn my system on.
Yeah, if you don't know, Resident Evil's co-op, and we always played together, and I was trying to play with the AI, and I was like, yeah, this AI is dumb. Like, I need my partner back.
I'm going to be a little bit better than AI.
I can't do this well with my partner.
I have the common sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but after that, not much else been up. Mm-hmm. Microsoft and their gaming stuff. The FTC finally filed suit on them, so it looked like the merger might not happen after all. They have to get past July 18th, get to July 18th for the merge to happen, but the FTC's trial isn't until August 8th. So, sorry, Microsoft, you might be out of the game with this.
Is Call of Duty even hot right now? Still,
I don't know.
That was the main reason, right?
That is the only reason.
And I don't see too much about it going on. It's not on my timeline anymore like it was. Doing this wore off.
Yeah. Warzone is just that bad now. Because I don't play Call of Duty anymore. So
I'm a campaign mode guy, so I couldn't tell you. I'm not in those streets.
Oh boy. And, speaking of the streets, for the fellas out there, get yourself a girl with felonies. I'm telling you, the bad girls. Because you know what? They can't mess up on you because you can just call the parole officer and they'll be right back in jail. So get you one of them and you will be safe.
So are we going to jump into our Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, we haven't played the graphics in a while. So let me find that bell-to-bell graphic and let's start this. Wherever it's at. I think they got rid of it. Ah, here it goes. Oh, I missed that sound.
You just need that button, just the bell.
Yes. So it looked like that there was a busy week in wrestling this week. I'm not sure. I'm on super wrestling fatigue. I try to catch what I can catch. If I don't catch it, I just catch it.
I feel like you and Chris are on the same boat. Same page. Yeah, me and Steve watching faithfully, and you two are just like, I'll take the moments when I can get them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I watch the segments that I want to watch. Mm-hmm. Everything else, I mean, that's like a bonus, if it is a bonus or not. So, you know, you want to jump into Mount Rushmore and start? Go ahead. All right. My Mount Rushmore comes from yesterday on SmackDown. Finally, my guys, the Yes Boys, Pretty Deadly, getting a number one contendership in the gauntlet. And they did beat five other teams. So I don't want to hear what Michael Cole had to say. They did beat all five teams.
I was a little surprised to see Street Poppers go out first.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So. Chris is on vacation. He's on rest mode.
That is Chris talking. No, I can see why Street Profits went out first if they're talking about doing this heel turn with Bianca. You know, add more fuel to the fire.
Yeah,
with them, you might be screwed and all that stuff. So.
Still put over the Brawling Brutes.
Yeah,
to get them built. I like what they're doing with the new people. As for right now, everybody they brought in is in a prominent role, doing something. As Steve would say, other than Grayson Waller, everybody's getting their shine.
Foreshadowing to Jabroni the week, but I have two of them this week, but we'll keep that under. But yeah, management was high on Pretty Deadly, so I wasn't shocked that they would get this title shot that quick. And then especially going over to Money in the Bank, which is over in the UK.
Yeah.
They're from there, so, you know, not shocked at all.
Yeah, they're entertaining, a special group coming up, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if it was me, I put the belts on them right away. I mean, let them get that little pop at home. KO and Sammy A, they main evented three pay-per-views in a row. They got their shine at WrestleMania. It's time. It's time to
move. They still got the momentum. they still got the crowd behind them. They're still getting the pops every week. So keep it on them until maybe it fizzles out a bit. But Pretty Deadly should be next.
Yes, they should. And they should be for a long time. I'm not talking about Usos long time, but long run.
Anybody else you would have to put on there?
Tough. I got to come back and think to that.
Okay.
You know.
One, I'm putting Bianca on Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Just that subtle change in the attitude.
A lot
different. Came out was a lot different.
Yes.
I wasn't happy to be there. It was like, I'm here for a reason, and I'm coming to mess stuff up.
Yes.
Calling my shot. So I just want to see where this plays out or how this plays out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. It was. Great, like a great tone, like, you know, different type of tone. Yeah. She needed it a lot. She did.
Mm-hmm. Felt like a fuck. You coming to us from another platform. Yeah, it's like a little touch of old NXT, but not a full turn heel.
Yes.
Full heel turn, so. I don't think they're ready to go heel turn with her yet. Just yet.
Yeah. Because, yes, you know, management was saying that they're hesitant to do it.
She's too much of a kid favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
they're really hesitant to do it, but
I don't want another Bayley situation on your hand where you draws out where you gotta turn her heel, but maybe this subtle turn will just keep like everybody, kids and the adults.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully eventually she do get a full turn. Mm-hmm. You know, you probably got to do some, you know, deeds in the ring and that stuff to get everybody.
Hey, that's how we all feel. Parents, teachers, and uncles and aunts alike.
Yeah, so Bianca's a good one in that.
And then, I mean, should we wait for Steve to put the Bloodlines turns? Because that.
We'll wait for a bit. Yeah, we'll wait for a bit. Yeah. Oh, pro.
<probably. laughs>
Another Mount Rushmore for me probably would be Dominic Mysterio. Probably one of the only things I watch on Raw.
Just love him or hate him. He's just I don't know how I got here. I don't know how I got here from being Ray's tag along to just I'm a fan of what this guy does every week. Between that and social media, he just keeps me entertained.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He does. And then, like I said last week, yeah, he's going to put Cody over. Cody's going to win the belt just because Dom's putting him over.
That's the guy that does it.
That's the guy who does it.
Dom puts you over.
Yep. Oh, yeah, but everything that him and Rhea is doing, we say it weekly. It's just outstanding.
Pure entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, that's what I look for in wrestling now. More than wrestling is the entertainment factor. Give me a good match and a lot of entertainment. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Anything else on your Mount Rushmore?
I will reluctantly slide MJF and Cole on, or yeah, MJF and Adam Cole on there. Just because I want to see where this storyline goes.
Yeah, I didn't watch Dynamite live at all. I caught it mm-hmm. the next day. I was impressed with the match. Mm-hmm. I was. Good.
Yeah.
I was definitely impressed with the match.
There was some stuff I picked at going through, like the ref overselling.
Yeah.
Overselling the bump. That, but yeah, other than that, the storyline for me was, it was good. I'm waiting to see what goes next. And then I see why they pulled the time draw. I don't like it though.
No, I don't like it, but I know why, you know, man, yeah. You let both of them take a loss. So it's,
you could have gave me some interference or something.
Yeah.
Not the draw. Mm-hmm. The draw is like the most, I hate that more than y'all hate the roll up. No, Taquan, he hasn't earned it yet.
Yeah, well, they couldn't have any interference in anybody because MJF's in line with nobody. Cole's in line with Strong. And who is that guy? Who's that guy to come in on an MJF match?
True.
And plus, he's a face. But I really like MJF's, elbow pad. Said Vince was right on it. Just trolling. It's just more trolling.
The guy does. Stay trolling. How are you two going back and forth on different platforms? It's amazing to me. Technology.
Yeah, so since we're over there in AEW, anything else catch your eye over there?
I enjoy Scott Blue and Tony Storm. I mean, I knew how it was going to turn out, but I just enjoyed the match for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other than that, everybody else was a. You know how I feel about everybody else. Turn off the TV. If it's Jericho.
A lot of that show for me could have been on Jabroni, but I do have one thing.
If it's Moxley, turn off. And we're background noise. I mean, so.
Yeah, people would say, no, this is a dream match for Jericho and Sting. And it was like, yeah, probably back in 98.
Yeah.
It would have been cool. But now.
Well, I don't want to see it.
No, that match will turn out like the Brothers of Destruction versus DX in Saudi Arabia. I don't want to see that.
Somebody get dropped on their head.
Don't want to see that. Kane's mask coming off. Stuff like that.
So you said your day involves anime. No collision whatsoever.
What's that? I watch wrestling Monday through Friday.
The title of the show?
Wrestling is Monday through Friday. I can't even get through Monday through Friday.
It feels like a job. Yes, Monday through Friday.
you think I'm giving them a Saturday night?
I'm gonna get a first one. I'm gonna get a first one at Gander just to see.
You can tell me about it Monday. guess. But yeah, unfortunately, Collision is on this week, today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know the card who runs on it. I just know the main event, which is Samoa Joe and Bullet Club Gold.
Yeah.
It's FTR and CM Punk.
Pro, you in the comments, you can hit us up with some of the card. I know they added, who was it? Was it Willow and Sky Blue versus the Outcast? I think they added that to the card.
Mm.
I'm not excited, but I know you guys are excited to see Miro return and have a match. If he's had a match. I know Andrade's fighting
Buddy versus Matthews. Andrade.
I do want to see that because they always produce a banger no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be interested to see that.
Buddy versus Andrade. But yeah, Collision's on. What do you think that, like, do you think a Saturday night show could be obtainable, sustainable?
It'd be tough.
Especially live, too.
I don't think it'll do as much as Dynamite, but I think it'll get numbers. Uh-huh. Just because you have like, you know, it's not a Rampage, which is like a runoff show.
Yeah.
So I feel it'll do some numbers.
Yeah.
And they'll keep it around just because if it's doing more than Rampage, I believe. So, yeah.
I think it will do something because, you know, you have those people who haven't been on the roster in a while just on this show. So that's going to pull eyes.
That's what people want to see right now. Yeah. Those people, they've been clamoring for them.
Yeah, that's going to pull eyes for sure. And I think now during the summertime, you know, you'll get people watching it and that stuff. But once fall comes and we know what's in the fall, you know, once football starts,
everything's taking back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where you get that real good MMA fight or that real good boxing match.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's he going to do against all that stuff? Well, we'll see.
I'll tell you about it Monday.
Yeah. Or I just read about it on the internet. But yeah, I'm not watching it.
Nothing else this week in wrestling caught your eye?
Some stuff in NXT did. Roxanne Perez. It seemed like she's trying to ride that line a little bit.
A little attitude change.
Uh-huh.
It's what she needed.
Yeah, she
definitely what she needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was getting too baby face.
Yeah.
With stuff.
Baby faces get stale quick.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see where they take that.
Try to ride that line. The whole schism, I was telling you about it early in the week. It was like, as soon as they popped on TV, I was like, I had to turn this. Yeah. It's like, Gacy's doing nothing for me. Dia's doing nothing for me. I like Ava. She just needs need more time in the ring.
See, once they had the subtle change, they took the wardrobe change, took off the black and white look, and added more to their character. I became more interested. So I was interested to see where they go with it. They're doing nothing with them, but using them as enhancement talent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just getting jobbed out every week. I need to see them do something other than this be the laggies.
Yeah.
Give them a purpose.
Something. Who is it? Davenport's stuff coming out saying, I did this and did all that. That's still falling flat with me.
No.
Mm-hmm. Until one of those people she took out come back, the story's going to go nowhere for me.
And they're on the shelf for a long time.
Exactly. Corbin Elliott, like you said, good match. I did enjoy it.
I'm happy to see Corbin down there. I don't know what Chris is talking about. From the promo he cut last week to the match this week, it gives the young guy somebody to work with. Perfect fit for Corbin.
As long as he's there to help.
Yeah.
Not there to win titles like Dolph did.
Like Ali.
Yeah,
they might be strapping up Ali.
Yeah,
oh no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that match was a good match. I did enjoy that match. Only thing I need from Corbin, man, like I need the happy Corbin music to go. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to play this, like, yeah, like, go back to your Lone Wolf.
It seems like they're adding to his outfit this every week. Create a character. Speaking of returns, you got Los Lotharios.
Oh yeah.
It came out looking badass.
Man came out looking like Kane 98. Untouchable.
This definitely working for me, but is it okay?
No, I only want to see Corbin make compound butter for filet mignon.
Do you know he's a TikTok chef? He'd be on to open up some burgers. I'll be watching. Yeah, I'll be watching. This man has a life outside of wrestling.
Oh boy. Yeah, but NXT was it was good. It was okay. Mm-hmm. Consistent like it always is.
That's the one I faithfully tune into.
Same here.
Faithfully.
That's the only show like I could watch. Mm-hmm. Like truly watch yeah. without fast forward anything.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. even SmackDown, which is the show, it has its lulls in there.
Mm-hmm.
Wise in the storyline wise. So yeah. I'm interested in everything that goes on in NXT because as you say, they're building the future.
Yes.
And it's good to see where these people come from to what they become. So
exactly. Exactly. So I'm not sure where Steve's at. Should we get into the drama from last night?
We can. We can get into As the Bloodline Turns.
Yes, we do.
I sit there like this is a Marvel movie. Every week. I'm just frozen still, just enthralled with it.
Mm.
The whole everything that comes off screen with them. He's got like, hey, I'm trying to show I'm trying to show AEW Live some love. I'm back to watching it every week. They just had to put on some more entertainable stuff for me to like fully endorse AEW.
I watch AEW, but it's just not connecting with me right now.
I enjoy some stuff, not everything though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I like how Roman just brought out all three belts. Still, me.
I keep that every week.
Yeah, you can.
Even though if I was Jimmy and Jay, I'd have both took one. And that be your way of just like retiring those belts. I took one like I helped you earn this, and I helped you keep this. Just walked off with the belts. Now,
that's a good idea there. Never even thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then coming down, and then Roman turning it on him was like, oh, who said who didn't want you to be the main event? It was older brother. Like that manipulation right there.
Uh-huh. Had me hooked.
It did.
Oh, I was like, you can't turn on Jimmy. And then what do you think of Jay's super kick?
The first one?
Yeah.
The first one. I need like the Shawn Michaels show and Benjamin.
Does it have the same weight because Jimmy did it first?
It does.
It does? Okay.
Yeah. It does. He was the right hand man.
I popped for it, but it was like, Jimmy hit him first.
It does still because he was the right hand man, main event player. You know, he was the first one to fall in line.
And you're the one that you were expecting. That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was telling Jimmy like the whole time whenever Jimmy was, you know, wishy-washy there was like, settle down. Like, you know, we have to follow him and all that.
Mm.
You know, so it yes, it did. It still held weight.
Okay.
It does. Mm-hmm. Did I like he was like, yeah, you're out. And so am I.
Yeah.
I was just like that. But when he first said, so am I, and he kicked him, I thought he was saying, so am I for both of them. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not with you, Jimmy, and I'm not with you, Roman. Oh. I thought he was going to do like his, like, you know what?
I'm about thing. That's what I was expecting the whole time. Him, like, hey, super kick everybody.
You know, I like how Roman explained that Paul is my wise man. He's my wise man, not the bloodline's wise man.
Yeah.
He's my wise man. So whenever you become tribal chief, you can pick your own wise man. But for now, he's mine.
Your own, what is it? Little hand, little foot. Yeah.
Little foot.
It's a dinosaur.
But yeah, every week. Now it's just like when I watched that, I was like, I needed to be Friday again.
Yes. Every day, I needed to be Friday. Yes.
It was like, I needed to be Friday. Now I got to wait a week just to think about it. Just like, man, what's going to happen? As always, like, what's happening next?
And then now we got the turn, and it's like, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
And you still got Solo blindly. Yes, my chief.
Yes. So do this get to a match between Jay and Roman at Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
Or is it just Usos versus Roman and Solo?
Oh, no, I think it'll be Uso and Solo, Uso versus Roman and Solo, but I think they'll hold that off. That's a SummerSlam thing.
Maybe they'll wait off the SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Okay.
You draw the story out as long as you can. Hey, hold it off to WrestleMania. I don't care. I'm interested.
And then that's when you get the Rock into it, right? XFL season's over with. Fast X is over.
They done so well with this storyline. I don't need them.
Don't need them. Yeah. Yeah, they don't need them at all. I'm just reading through the comments, guys.
I hope you mean stood up, Taquan. You're right.
Y'all gotta be real.
You are probably right.
Oh, no, I may
quit watching wrestling once this is done.
Oh, yeah, that just makes it easy.
This is the apex.
This is easy for me. Once this storyline's done, WWE is done for me. AEW's already done. I just got NXT, so that makes my workload lighter.
You're going to be that guy like, you still watch wrestling? We've been over that shit.
Yeah, that definitely makes my work a little lighter. So, hey,
I watched wrestling when I was a kid.
They get it on it.
I'm that guy that only watches pay per views now. The big four. Don't know no storylines. Just going in. Is WrestleMania? I'll watch.
Yep.
Y'all having like food?
Yep. Just like I did with my 6-year break. Every WrestleMania that popped up, I watched it. Didn't know what was going on, but I watched it. Yeah, so I don't know what else like happened during. You won't tie call. Might be Jason and Steve doing the show.
It'll be a one-man show. It'll be Steve talking, telling you about Impact.
So anything else for Mount Rushmore or in the week of pro wrestling?
I want to see where Finn and Seth goes.
Okay.
I want to see where Finn and Seth goes because that's a match I want to see, but not the Finn I want. Like he said, not the I don't mean because Judgment Day to me is just Rhea and Dom. Mm-hmm. I like Finn in Judgment Day, and Priest can just go. But like,
I'm sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Had to run it from Alexa.
We about to power everything down.
Yeah, I would like to see Seth and Finn. Mm-hmm. I'll just get it also, but I'm okay with
only Demon Finn.
And no, the Demon Finn is dead. Vince,
if you gave me that NXT Finn,
yes, yeah, the Prince, the Prince Devin type Finn,
that'd have been perfect for me.
That's the Finn I want.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if he's ever going to get to that Finn while being in Judgment Day.
There's been dissension in the fold, just mm-hmm. not sure who. If it's Priest falling out or if it's Finn falling out.
Yeah, but if there is dissension with Judgment Day or quote unquote heels, you know, Finn would have to turn face if he falls out that way. Mm-hmm. Nah, and that's not the fit I want, you know.
It doesn't play for the story either.
No, it doesn't. No. What about Rhea's new title? Any thoughts on that? It's just the world title, just smaller.
I like that better than the actual world title. I don't know. The white just makes everything pop. Sorry, Taekwon.
Oh, it does.
The white just makes everything pop.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the title.
Yeah, I like it too. It's just like the women's titles I like a lot better.
Yeah, that might be one that'd be in my collection. May. You too. But then, yeah, that's all that stuck out for me for wrestling. That's it. Or for
the week. Yeah,
for the week.
All right.
I have another Mount Rushmore, but he goes in with the Jabroni.
Okay.
Yeah.
So speaking of Jabroni, let's get into our Jabroni of the Weeks. Yeah. I have two of them. First one is WWE, like what you're doing with Grayson Waller. I know we touched on it a little bit before. It's just he comes out, he asks one question, the next thing you know, Bianca's out there and he's just part of the plant in the TV screen. He's just a part of the background.
He's a prop.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
He's just a decoration in the background.
Yeah. Like, if you were going to use him like that, then why even call him up?
Yeah.
He could have been down there having a good rivalry with Mello, like we said, that we all wanted. But he's doing nothing but just being an ambassador, basically.
And that's not even the best part of him. Like,
no, not at all.
Nobody really cares for the Waller effect. Nobody. He could probably touch on that too.
Oh, yes. I am a gamer. Oh, I could touch on that. Literally touch on that, Taekwon. Yeah, so that's one of my jabronis.
Mm-hmm. Mine goes to Universal USA Network. So if anybody was watching from Xfinity stream, your whole show was mute. Like, you didn't hear a single word throughout the whole show. Commercials played and Spanish played, or the SAP played, no audio. So, you know, you're on Twitter, they're going at Xfinity. It's not Xfinity's fault. That's Universal. Everything else played on my Xfinity except for Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Every movie, every commercial played, Raw was just playing mute. So I was trying to flip over. I had to watch in Spanish, Espanol, to get even parts of the promos. Because they would they'll start the promo. It'll be like the promo, like the video will play. Then the audio to the promo will catch up. And then the Spanish will translate over it. So I'd catch like parts of the promo and trying to hear like undertones of it throughout. And it's just straight the Spanish the rest of the way through. But I'm going to give my Mount Rushmore to the SAP guy, whoever did commentary. Because I don't know if he was the commentary or just the promo guy, but he did all the words. He did everything straight through. So, like, he gave you Becky's promo. He gave you all the backstage promo, the interview promos. And then when he hit Seth Rollins, my man was Seth Rollins. That was Esteban freaking Gutierrez right there. He had the laugh and everything. Seth Rollins hit that laugh. You see him laughing about a good 30 seconds later. The man is over here killing it, man. He's putting in the work. So he gets my Mount Rushmore.
He put a better work in than who is it? Who is it? Corey
and Cole. No, not Cole.
Yeah,
who's I don't even know the
no, I say Dick Joseph. I don't even know who dude is. I mean, I know who he is, Kevin something, right?
We'll tell you his boots apart. That's terrible.
For the guy who watches it all the time, don't even know who the commentary people
tell you
are.
Commentary, and that's a bad.
my other jabroni of the week is the over the top ending to Dynamite. I mean, you talk about we're showing all of our main eventers stories all at one time. I mean, I know you have to hype up Forbidden Door and all that stuff, but my goodness. It's just like people were just popping up out of nowhere. And I don't know where
I was about to pop up next.
I don't know where they were coming from. The ramp, under the ring, over the just like over the barrier. I mean, after the 26th person came out, I just had to cut it off. I mean, damn.
The run-in was real.
Yes, it was. And it wasn't even a brawl. It was just run-ins by one on like individuals.
They tried to pull that SmackDown, hit your finisher and leave.
It's just like, geez. it was extremely too much. I mean, they're not known for the story building, so it looked like they were trying to story build.
You mean AEW guys marking out for AEW? it was a bit much.
It was like the only thing I needed to see there was just Ospreay just come out, just to show his presence. Like, I'm here. That was it. Yeah.
I don't think you really needed. You didn't need Eddie.
You never
really need to catch it, even though.
No, you don't need to catch it out there either. Yeah. I mean, you know what's happening with that, but
yeah,
just showing that Ospreay is here in the States and all that stuff, you know, building up a Forbidden Door, like, okay.
You could have just went right there with exactly. A bullet point and got the point across.
Yes. Saved everything else. But, yeah, I see what they was doing. Eddie attacking Claudio, Ring of Honor, that stuff. I didn't even know that whole Moxley-Eddie stuff was even going to come back into play. And that looked like that's back into play now.
You could have done that on Rampage.
You could have done that on BTE. You don't need to be on TV. You could do it on WWE's, what is it, main event or something like that.
And there was like really no promotion of Collision, like show wise. Like you got match cards and commercials, but like nothing show wise to even carry over storylines, no more. Which is weird. Mm.
Okay, they just think, hey, the show's just gonna run. We don't need it. Enough for voting. Hey, if you don't catch it by now, then
you missed the word we're not allowed to say. See you. Yep. Headline.
That's it.
They'll bring it in.
Mm.
That and free ice cream.
And I'd like to add something else to Mount Rushmore was Takeshita, his painting during his intro yesterday on Rampage. With him as a centaur with a bow and arrow and Don Callis riding on him with a bow and arrow too. Like fighting the war of wars. Hilarious. AEW, I give you props for that.
A little guy here thinks Sami Zayn is his friend. He loves Sami Zayn, and I think he found a new guy. We were sitting here watching and he was oohing all in at Takeshka's moves. I'm like, no, you can't. We don't ooh and all AEW, but I give him a pass just because it's Takeshka. It better be that donut you went on over, not no AEW product.
Shout out to Bell.
You want every week, bro? He know the name of the. You are invested in the company. I couldn't even tell you who writes for WWE. You know who paints for AEW. Yeah, but that's all I got. Wrestling wise.
Jabroni, another Jabroni. We could touch on that with you, Taquan. You had a Capcom presentation, was terrible. They basically just showed retreads of trailers from last year and games that already came out. So yeah, you did absolutely nothing. And then they showed a trailer for a game that's been announced since 2020, just to say it's delayed. It's like, congratulations, Capcom. You're terrible for that.
You gamer fan base guys are worse, or just as bad as wrestler fan base. The IGC and the IWC. Both of y'all are toxic and terrible.
Terrible. Couldn't announce anything new. Nah, let's retread some stuff. All right, so ready for our little game that we have today?
Ready. I'm ready to lose. I don't know.
Now I wanted to get it this so bad, I forgot to put the ticker up.
I done talked so much, I ain't had time to eat on the show. Like, y'all fired, man.
All right, so the game we're doing is Pushberry Release this week.
Okay.
And I have the best jobbers ever. So, which wrestler are we going to push? Barry Release. I have the Brooklyn Brawler from WWF, Barry Horowitz from WWF, and the Gambler from WCW. Now, these are back in the late 80s, early 90s wrestlers. These were the true enhancement talents, like, you know, your Dolph Ziggler's now, and all that. So who you have push, who do you have buried, and who do you have released?
So I'm gonna push Brooklyn Brawler, but it's Evil Doink. Yes.
Look at that.
I'm a Barry Horowitz, as much as I love the, and I gotta release the Gambler because I can tell you who the Gambler was from WCW days.
He used to come out the little like entrance thing with the smoke and all that stuff, and then he had the Royal Flush in his hand. Came out and just got his ass whooped, boy. Bleach ball.
I don't remember the stars. I don't remember the jobbers. That's bad.
You're not supposed to remember the jobbers.
Brooklyn Brawler.
He was actually a scout, so for me, I am going to push. Basically, I'm pushing Brooklyn Brawler. That man deserves some type of push. I mean, I know what his actual job was there to do.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
That I'm not sure.
Needs to be.
Can we get a fact check by one of the guys watching? Brooklyn Brawler in the Hall of Fame. Normally, I'm fact checking, but I can't do it today.
You're talking to an AEW guy. I don't think he is.
You're not.
He is. Yeah.
So I'm going to push Brooklyn Brawler. I'm going to bury the Gambler, and I'm releasing Barry Horowitz. Okay. I mean, I like Barry Horowitz, but he did absolutely nothing for me. I mean, he did. The pat on the back is probably the only thing.
That was it. That's it. Everything else was forgettable. He did his job well, other than pat himself on the back.
Yeah, and rest in peace to the Gambler. He just recently passed away. I think it was last week and all that. Chris Jericho said that he was instrumental in his development.
I think we're both pushing at the same time.
Oh, no, I'm not pushing nothing. No.
Oh, no, yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
That was Taquan's.
Taquan says, push Barry Horowitz because. Say that. I did a pre-read it, but you got past us, Taquan. So, yep. So, for you guys out there, push Barry release. Brooklyn Brawler, Barry Horowitz, or The Gambler? Let us know. All right. Is there anything else in This Week in Wrestling that we need to talk about at all?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Nope. And we're going to head into final thoughts then?
Final thoughts. And
all right.
No, I missed that.
You missed that one? And you know, the stupid me, I completely forgot to read Chris's Pushberry release. Bad. So, if you just want to say anything until I pull up his stuff to see. His Pushberry release said, I know he had his moment, Barry Horowitz. I know he pushed Barry Horowitz. I know he had his moment around 96 when he pinned Skip, but overall, good hand in wrestling. Barry the Brawler, Barry Brawler, just the spot he deserves. Gambler, I had to look him up, vaguely remembered. Forgettable equals release. So that was Chris's.
Okay.
Very pleased. All right. So you guys know where to find us. Hit us up on Spotify. We need those numbers up. Help your boys out. All the social medias down at the bottom. YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know where to find us.
You have a quote of the week?
I do not have a quote of the week because I wasn't ready for this. Well,
I will look one up real quick.
I mean, you we all just fall back on Nature Boy to be the man.
Woo! Hey, hey, gotta be look, I was up there thinking Hogan quotes. I was up there thinking Ultimate Warrior promos. let me go. Here we go. We're gonna go positive affirmations. Did I get that right? I'm thinking of somebody else's positive affirmations is a TikTok thing. Shit. I will face challenges, but they are impermanent. I have the strength to overcome them. That is a positive affirmation. I will face challenges, but they are impermanent, and I have the strength to overcome them. With that being said,
thanks, guys.
I'm Mark. You're Mark. Tell the Mark. We're the dumb marks. See you around the way.